Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
You are right.
And our throwback year today is 1983. And that happens to be the year that Reading Rainbow premiered on PBS.
Look at you.
Yes.
Right.
Did you watch Reading Rainbow?
I did not. I already knew how to read, so it was good.
What?
No, because they didn't. Again, this is. I feel like I used this excuse. When did I use it? Last week? What did you do last week that I used this excuse for? That I was in England.
And Sesame Street.
But yeah, by the time I came here, I was past that.
Right. Okay. Well, it's all right, though. Reading Rainbow originally aired on PBS and afterwards on PBS Kids from July 11th, 1983 until November of 2006, with reruns continuing to air until August of 2009. 155 30-minute episodes were produced over 21 seasons. And before its official premiere, the show aired for test audiences in the Nebraska and Buffalo, New York market.
It's near here.
Yeah. So in the late 1970s and early 80s, there was growing concern about something called the summer loss phenomena, where kids lose some of their reading abilities because they're not reading during the summer. So when they come back to school in the fall, the teachers have to spend time bringing them back up to speed, basically.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there were two public TV employees that grew fixated on how television, which was long thought to be a thief of a child's attention, could be repurposed to combat that phenomenon. And the result was Reading Rainbow, a magazine-style series that celebrated books by reading them out loud to viewers, then exploring their themes in on-location segments. Oh. The purpose of the show was to encourage a love of books and reading among children. The show's title was conceived by an unknown intern at the TV station in Buffalo. An unknown intern. I feel like they should get credit for that. That's a great name, Reading Rainbow.
They must know who they are.
I'm sure they do. But, yeah. While the concept of Reading Rainbow began as a summer program, it quickly grew into a broadcast blockbuster, classroom staple, and cultural icon.
There it is.
Yeah. So Reading Rainbow was hosted by actor and executive producer LeVar Burton, who was then known for his role in Roots and was also, at the same time, starring on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Did he have an education? Just took another bite of the hot pickle.
Yeah.
Did he have a background in education or
he
reading?
He did not, but his mother, I think, was an English teacher.
Oh,
so grew up with it. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Every episode featured a different children's picture book, often narrated by a celebrity. And there were more than 100 guest stars over the year, and they did span the gamut.
Is that
they
right?
really did. Yeah. So the celebrity guests included people like Maya Angelou.
Oh, wow.
Flavor Flav. Julia Child. Patrick Stewart. Run DMC. Kermit the Frog. And Jeff Bridges, among many, many others. I mean, that is that's an all-star group right there.
I'm not sure you listen to Julia Child read a book.
I know, right?
Oh, children. True.
So after the featured story, Burton visited many of the places related to the episode's theme, often featuring interviews with guests. And it eventually became the most watched PBS program in classrooms.
Really?
Yes. I think I remember watching it in school. Yeah.
Okay.
So the show ended because not only was PBS unable to secure enough funds to cover the costs associated with renewing broadcast rights and continuing reruns, but the show's core philosophy was changing as well. Reading Rainbow prominently featured published books throughout each episode, and the licensing for those books to be read aloud was pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they also lost federal funding that supported the show. Burton ended up purchasing the rights to the series following its cancellation.
Oh.
And he launched a mobile app that introduced the show to a whole new generation.
Oh.
Within 36 hours of its launch, it was the number one educational app. In 2014, I thought you were going to be impressed by that, but you're not.
Impressed by this.
In 2014, he started a Kickstarter to revive the show and materials.
Yeah.
In under 12 hours, the show had reached its $1 million goal. The new goal was to create an educational version for schools to use free of cost to schools in need and help America get back to high literacy rates.
What are those licensing fees on reading books? Because the licensing fees on playing music on the radio is crazy expensive.
So I'm sure it's similar for books, I guess. Yeah. By the time the campaign closed, $5.4 million had been pledged, making it one of the crowdfunding site's most successful campaigns and raising enough to bring Reading Rainbow to more than 100,000 classrooms. And among Reading Rainbow's biggest supporters was Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane, who donated $1 million to the Kickstarter.
Now, you sound surprised.
I was surprised
by
that.
And impressed.
And impressed.
Impressed.
Yeah. So during its 26-year run, Reading Rainbow garnered more than 250 awards, including a Peabody Award and 26 Emmy Awards, 10 of which were in the Outstanding Children's Series category.
Sure.
At the time of its cancellation, it was the third longest running children's series in PBS history after Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
You know, I would think some of these book publishers, when it came to publishing rights, that they would be able to donate the rights
you would think
to
so,
be
right?
used by an educational program like that.
Yeah.
But either they can't do that or they don't want to.
Right.
Which is a little disappointing, I'll be honest. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, so we're
going to
play the theme song, which I just love.
Great pick. Yeah. Here we go, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's a Reading Rainbow. Sarah, do you remember? Why did we just play that song?
I love that theme song so much. That just brings me right back to my childhood. Because we were talking about Reading Rainbow because it premiered in 1983, and that is our throwback year today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right. Reading Rainbow was created to combat children's loss of reading skills during the summer months.
Reading Rainbow was the third longest running children's series in PBS history.
And over the 26 years it was on the air, the show won more than 250 awards.
I need a little Reading Rainbow myself.
Yeah, you
gotta
get on that.
Trouble getting through those three lines on a piece of paper. Wonderful. Sarah, folks want to learn more about Reading Rainbow. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
So those old Reading Rainbow shows, are they not available anywhere? They don't stream them? You can't find them?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was too.
Seems like it would be on Netflix or something, right?
I would think so.
Maybe, or on YouTube, maybe?
PBS may hold those close and may not share them with Netflix. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, wonderful. Did I already ask you about folks want to learn more
you
about?
You did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Then what did you say?
I said what I say.
Okay.
So then
we're
day.
Done. Then we're done here.
Yeah, we're
That's
done.
That's it. Okay. Thank That's, you. Yep. There's the door. Sarah, thank you for coming in today. Back tomorrow, 4:10 Fresh episode.
Absolutely.
For a Friday Super. Ed Smith will be joining us momentarily with a first look at our afternoon commute. We'll check the forecast with Josh, which is going to really take a turn as we head into the weekend. In fact, tomorrow afternoon, Sarah, the wording is soaking afternoon rain.
Oh, geez. Bring your umbrellas.
Soaking. Bring your umbrella to work. You got it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Hey, Shedded Solutions, they're coming over to my house on Saturday. They're going to be taking my lawnmower away.
Very
whisking
nice.
That John Deere away, putting it into storage for me because I do not need it till spring. My grass has stopped growing. What did you do just then?
Just drop something.
Okay.
Sorry, interrupt. Keep going.
Shedded Solutions will come pick that up for you. And they will take it to storage, or they will take it to the dump, or they will donate it. They'll do whatever you want. Call Shedded Solutions. Learn more about them on their advertiser page at legends1027.com.